Archie Fisher wrapped up his salmon season at the end of July. He says it was a disappointing run for him.
Well, the Kwejak never hit like it should, you know. We didn't get no push of fish up the Kwejak at all. So that was kind of a letdown. The only place I go is here anymore. I stay right home here, so.
But a bad run doesn't really faze Fisher. He says that for him, it's more about the act of fishing. And at 72, he says it's what gives him life.
I really don't know how to explain this, Caitlin, but it's my life. I got salt water running through my veins instead of blood, you know, so I got to come back fishing no matter what. I couldn't imagine me not fishing. I couldn't, you know. It'd be like a cowboy with a broken leg and he can't ride his horse no more, you know, or something like that.
Fisher was born Christmas Day in the old cannery at Graveyard Point. And coincidentally, at 12 years old, the first year he fished, was for that same cannery the last year it was open. In his 60 years of fishing, he's fished commercially for herring, salmon, and crab. But he says his favorite is salmon. His current drift boat, the Tide Rip, is his first fiberglass. Before, he'd only fished wooden boats. Fisher says he prides himself in never paying more than $15,000 for a boat.
I just know it. That's all, you know, and I don't need no big boat down there at Johnson Hill slamming together with a bunch of other idiots. You know, I'm an upriver fisherman, and I've always been that way all my life. So, you know, I could fish with a $15,000 boat and make money because I know where the salmon are.
Fisher says he's seen the commercial fishing industry change over the years. And he's been a part of every strike, but he's also had years where he's pocketed over $100,000. He says he likes that quality is becoming a priority. He's iced for years and is installing an RSW into the Tide Rip this fall. But he says his biggest concern is the pebble mine.
If something breaks loose up there and all them chemicals flow into two spaces, I said, there'll be no more Bristol Bay wild salmon.
He's worried that mining will do something to ruin the world's last great sockeye salmon run and this fishery, which he hopes to be a part of as long as he's physically able. The season just ended, and for many, now is the time to catch some rest and decompress. But Fisher says he can hardly wait till next year when he'll get back on the water and wet his nets.
My boat's out there, out of my kitchen window. The boys are cleaning up. She's spotless. She's ready to go. Nothing can deter me from fishing, Caitlin. As long as I can, I'll be out there, no matter what.
Till then, Archie Fisher will drift back into his winter routine in Naknek, hunting, trapping, and getting ready for the next salmon season. For KDLG, I'm Caitlin Tan.